Joined now by Knoxville boys wrestling coach Skylar Spohr on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And, well, Skylar, a few matches under your belt so far. I guess let's just give the overview of it, how things have started for you.
It's not been too bad. A lot of learning going on. But I'd say from last week to this week, they've shown improvement on stuff we've worked on. So it's really all you can ask for. But like I said earlier this year, it's learning season. Hopefully we just keep developing throughout the whole year.
A lot of new faces, as you said. How are those guys getting in? And a couple of them Thursday night won some matches in that triangular.
Jaden Alexander's been doing pretty well this year. He's still got a few things to work on. Kill Waters, he's doing pretty well also. This is his first time in the varsity lineup after going out his sophomore year and tearing his ACL last year. Gavin Alexander had a rough match last night, but he's right there. Just a few things, a few different situations go our way. Keep wrestling through them. He probably wins that match.
These are not the best teams you're going to see all season, but it was a nice chance to get in front of the home crowd and, kind of get, some guys, some matches that you could.
I think BGM's going to keep getting better in the next couple of years. They got a pretty good middle school program. And that's why I keep telling the guys, the meets just keep getting tougher and tougher throughout the year. Next week will be a real test when we go wrestle Eddyville on Thursday. Then we go to Pella in a 16-man or bracket tournament. So they'll really be tested there and actually see what high school wrestling's about and what they need to improve on over the break. So,
well, you got some, idea of how good you guys can be. Nottoway Valley last Saturday had a couple place winners, and what was your impressions after walking away from that meet?
We need to be ready to wrestle every match. We had two kids that weren't in the finals. One ended up getting fifth. He probably should have been in the finals. Kid that won the tournament, he's beat multiple times the last 3 years. And then another kid that should have been in the finals. We're up in the semis and we pull a kid on top of us and pin ourselves basically. Really bad mistakes that we can't keep making if we're going to wrestle and expect wins and keep moving on in the tournament.
And I was hoping Tristan Sinnert and Reagan Roberts would wrestle Thursday. They didn't get to. That's just how sometimes it goes. But, early on, what are you seeing out of those guys, especially with leadership on and off the mat?
Reggie's been really good in the room, leading guys and obviously at meets, getting warmed up. Center obviously has been pretty good leading guys too. He needs to get out of his own head and just go out there and wrestle. When he thinks too much, he wrestles really tight, doesn't believe in himself as much. When he just goes out there and wrestles, he's really hard to beat. He just needs to start working on believing in himself and going out there and just letting the fur fly and score points instead of worrying about how many points to win by. But
talking to Skylar Spohr, Knoxville boys wrestling coach on KNIA KRLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Early on, what are some things that the guys do need to work on other than maybe some mental things when they get out on the mat?
Going forward, just always putting pressure on the guy, kind of stalking him around the mat, circling and just hand fighting to set our shots up. We're still taking too many shots, just diving out of the leg or just reaching. You need to set it up and bring your hips and get deep in on the shot and fit to finish. So we'll be stressing that probably for the rest of the year too.
And of course, hopefully as we're sitting here, the weather does not look great for Saturday, but hopefully it'll clear enough. Montezuma, new tournament for you, and I know a couple team bigger schools are bringing their JV squads, but do you look at this as an opportunity, A, to get better, and B, maybe to get some guys medals and to bring home?
I'm expecting to have a good performance. Just basically need to get some more experience. We didn't take as many guys last Saturday, but we're planning on taking most of our varsity lineup this Saturday. Just open their eyes to what they need to be ready for. Some of those JV teams, there's going to be kids on those teams that could probably start for a lot of schools, but they could be behind a state qualifier, state place winner, especially those bigger schools. Just experience and get ready for next week.
And looking forward to next week, you mentioned you have some conference duels and going to see a lot of the South Central Conference. So hopefully that'll give you an idea of what you're going to face in the tournament down the road.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's Eddyville. I don't even know the other two. Clark, maybe. And then maybe Central. I couldn't tell you the other two teams. I think it's Clark. But, see how we stack up there. because like you said, we do have the conference tournament later in January. We'll see all these kids again. See if we can pull off an upset, and if we can't, see if we can what we have to work on to maybe do it at the conference tournament.
Do you kind of concern yourself about yourself rather than maybe scouting teams or individual wrestlers at this point right now?
Right now, we're just worried about ourselves getting better and what we want to go do. We're not to the point yet where I think we need to start scouting people. It's second week of the season, and we're just worrying about getting ourselves better. I think some of these kids will be ready for that maybe next year, a couple years later. Once we get close to the end of the season, we'll start looking at postseason, like brackets and matchups, and then we might start talking a little bit around then. So,
all right, look forward to it. Good luck to you the rest of this coming week.
Yep, thank you.
That's Skyler Spohr, Knoxville Boys Wrestling Coach. We'll have more after this on KNIA KRLS.